As I'm sure you've heard by now, Hulk Hogan was fired by the WWE after a transcript of a racist rant leaked to the press. We have him on the phone to talk about it. Thank you, Hulk, for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, brother. And I want to say, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to the Hulkster. I've definitely learned a very valuable lesson.
Really? What is that?
Well, next time I go on a racist rant, I'm going to make sure that nobody's documenting it. That's my promise to each and every Hulkamaniac out there.
Wait a second.
Listen, I'm not sure that's really what we're talking about, what people are taking from this.
Oh, you got that right, brother. There are countless lessons I've learned from this. From now on, instead of opening my front door and screaming racial slurs at people passing by, I'll scream racial slurs into my pillow in my living room.
Again, that's not really what people are looking for.
And whenever I post racist ramblings to YouTube, I'll make sure the videos are set to private instead of public.
Hulk, please, Hulk, it's not the right thing.
But wait, there's more. My thousands of notebooks filled with racist poems and short stories are going to be burned. Just as soon as I can scan them all and upload them into an external hard drive. You have my word, man!
Hulk, you're missing the entire point.
And instead of blasting vintage audio of KKK speeches through my car speaker while I drive slowly past schools and playgrounds as a way to indoctrinate the youth into a life of bigotry and hate, well, I've got two words for you, brother. Earbuds.
All right, Hulk, this is enough. You can stop.
I may also try to use a Bluetooth headset, Mark, but I like for my hate speech to be in stereo, not just one ear. I guess I'm an audiophile.
Hulk, listen, this is enough about your racism, not the fact that you got caught. You shouldn't be concerned with how you can be more secretive about your racism. You should be trying to be less racist.
Oh, I guess you're right, Mark. Maybe the Hulkster will change his ways.
Good.
You know, first order of business, having the Confederate flag tattoo on my arm removed.
That's a start.
I think there's some room on the bottom of my foot. Ha-ha!
Thanks for calling, Hulk.
What you gonna do when Hulk Hogan hurls racist slurs at you?
Ha-ha!